Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Hey, everybody. Sorry to interrupt you. It looks like you're going on a mission. Hope it wasn't to find me, because I'm here.
Yeah, we were actually about to go on a mission.
Oh, okay. Why don't we go?
Don't you want to get, like, settled in first, maybe? You know, you just got here.
Oh, I'm good.
It's sort of like a need-to-know thing.
Yeah, well, I am the scout. And I was in charge of security.
Right.
I don't see anyone else who's stepped up to take that role, so...
It is a valid point. But maybe we should just delay the mission a little, because I think everyone's going to be very excited to know you're back.
No, let's not delay. Let's get going. I'm sure there's lots to discover.
Well, I mean, Captain, it would be one more person to help me carry all this stuff.
Oh, we should probably bring everybody.
Everybody?
Let's bring everybody.
I don't know if that's necessarily a great
Oh, no, I'm
idea.
Sure it'll be fine. Hey, Al!
Hi!
Hello.
Hi!
Hi.
Okay, weird energy. We're not going to talk about it. Okay, cool. Anyways, hey,
Hello.
What's up? I've been playing chess.
Oh, that's nice. I've been scouting.
What did you find? Where did you go? What is happening? Where have you been? What? We need answers, please.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get to them. That's for another time.
Barty was sleeping in your bed the whole time, and it was weird, and I didn't want to bring it up because it was, like, weird to me, but I don't know where your relationship's at right now, but I thought I couldn't say anything about it, and he was in your bed the whole time, and he never turned the rumble feature off.
Oh, Al, you've not changed.
I haven't changed at all, and you have, but again, I guess we're not going to talk about it. I'm going to go get Bartholomew. He's going to probably be more emotional than I am. Wait, just 1 second.
Ow. Oh my god, bargain sale, you came out of nowhere.
I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Barty.
Hey, Beatrix. Hey. Beatrix!
Hi.
Hi!
Hi.
Hi!
Hi.
You wanna run to each other and hug like we're meeting in a field, like in that movie that we watched?
Oh, no thank you.
Really? Because I'd really like to. Do you mind?
I'm okay with a hug.
Okay, but we'll run in slow motion.
Why don't you just run to me if that's something
okay,
you need?
Okay, so I'm just gonna, while you guys have your interesting reunion, I just want to say to all the staff that we're going to go on a mission. A mission that involves all of us now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mission to my old ship.
Well, this got awkward.
Yeah, he's hugging her so hard, and she's not doing anything. She's just, like, standing there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna carry this bag outside. You two, reacquainted.
We'll catch up.
Bob, is it okay if you also carry me on, like, a loudspeaker so I can just kind of perceive the idea of moving through a space?
Yeah, I'll just put another heavy thing into this bag.
Thank you!
Bob, did you remember my air humidifier?
I'll be back.
I need that.
Is air dry?
Bartholomew, why don't you come over here with me for a minute?
Yeah.
Catch up.
No, what's been going on with you? There's been so much here. Can you believe that none of the rest of the crew has commented on the fact that I've had significant personality changes, that where I've sort of become reacquainted with an old version of myself, but I still have a lot of the, you know, HR Barty that you've come to know and love, but I call myself Barty now. That's one of the personality changes. And I found my mustache a little too prim and proper. Oh my God, I shaved my mustache.
I noticed.
Yeah! You can see my lip now.
I can.
You always talked about wanting to see my lip.
It's a very nice lip.
But what's going on with you?
I can't talk about it now. We don't have enough time. All I can say is, I'm here, and I'm sorry.
That's okay? What are you sorry for?
You'll find out.
Okay, Ally, you getting me?
Yeah!
You picking this up?
Now that we're all alone, I just think we have to take a moment to discuss what's happened to Beatrice, and I figured it out, and it's not a problem. She found inner peace. So I think we should all just move on.
Okay. It's just me and you, though, Al. Unless are you speaking to them, too, right now? I just got disconnected.
No, I meant we all, as in, you know, just kind of like me and you, oh. And like the outside air, and like the gadswatches that run, and the small birds that fly.
Oh, okay.
I'm communing with nature.
Wow. Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to put you in the bag, so things might get a little muffled.
Sometimes.
But I agree with you. It is a little strange. She's acting a little weird.
No, but I think it's fine.
I think
she found inner peace.
Wait, I'm gonna take you out of the bag.
I think she found inner peace through a meditation retreat or maybe like a long hike, and then she came out into a clearing, and then in the clearing there was a animal with four legs and antlers, and they kind of stared at each other, and she was like, "What am I so different than you?" And now she's back, and it's good.
Or she's infected by an alien.
Alien?
Yeah. There's a protocol for this. I'm gonna put you back in the bag. I'm gonna go get the protocol.
So, Captain, nice to see you.
It's great to see you too, Beatrix.
Bartholomew told me you threw me a birthday party.
Yes, yes, I did. I got streamers, balloons. I really went all out, you know.
Wow, thank you.
Anything for my crewmates.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
So how was your little vacation that you went on?
Oh, enlightening.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do some meditating?
You could call it that.
Did you find anything? Like, in yourself, or like maybe just out in the wilderness?
I found a lot of things.
Oh! You care to share?
Oh, when the time's right. For now, I think we should focus on the mission. I'm sorry, everyone seems to be acting like I'm some sort of different person. I'm just a little tired.
Tired.
I've been gone a long time.
Long time, yeah. No, of course, I understand. You're just tired.
Everyone seems so suspicious. Just...
Suspicious? What? No! Of you? Beatrix! Stop it! Come on! What? Suspicious? No! You? What? Anyways, I'm gonna go see where the crew is. Bye!
Al, are you there? Oh shit, I put him in the bag. Go away. Okay, I'll take this back to the bag. Al? Oh shit, where are you? I don't know what those are. Oh, there you are.
I do not like being in the bag. I don't understand why I'm being put inside of the bag. I want to feel like I'm outside and I'm going immediately inside of a bag. Ooh. And also, those cans, they're clanking about really loud.
Okay, so, I was just putting you in the bag because you wanted to come with us, but I'm gonna, here, I'll set you up here on the table. Okay.
Carry me in your third arm. Use your third arm to carry me.
Okay, well, look, I found some protocols. There's a protocol here for an alien. Something about mist creatures or something. A lot about mist creatures.
I don't know if we need to look at all this mist stuff. I think it's just whatever. She's better or different, and it's not worse, and it's fine, and she's just back. So we should stop putting pressure on her, or else she's gonna leave again, okay? Maybe we should just, like, go on a big walk together or something instead of trying to, like, nitpick everyone. Like, who are you? What are you? What does it mean to even be us? Let's just do it. Come on. Please.
You want to instigate the walk protocol?
Yes.
Okay, Al. I can do that.
Hey, Bart Simpson, can I talk to you about something?
Yeah. No. Lay it on me.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you're noticing this, because you're the closest to Beatrix, but she just seems different.
Oh, well.
Am I overthinking that, or do you see it too?
She's been on quite the journey, right?
Of course, yeah.
I don't know, she kind of reminds me of something. Someone.
Someone?
I don't know.
It shouldn't be something I should be too worried about.
What are you two talking about?
Oh my god!
It was weird. We were having a conversation and you just walked over to Bartholomew going,
I mean, that's so weird, because you could speak just fine when it was just you and I. But now you're doing this, like this wee-wah thing like you described. So it's almost like being around Beatrix is causing you to speak in this very disjointed and unusual manner.
What?
Here comes Bob, and I'm presuming Al in his third arm. It's nice that he's starting to use that.
Can you see okay? Oh, I should flip you around. Sorry, Al.
Yeah, I'm staring directly into you.
Yeah. Whoa, almost dropped you. Sorry, there you go. What?
I can perceive temperature, and it's very hot inside of your shirt, and it's gross.
Here, there you go. You're facing forward. Hi, everyone.
All right. Everybody ready for an adventure?
Yes. We're going on a walk.
Everyone's acting so normally. This is great.
Yes!
You're still doing it.
Okay, let's go.
Everyone's still standing kind of in the doorway.
Oh, sorry. It's just, well, you haven't really told us what we're doing yet, have you, Captain?
We're just actually going on a walk. No mission, just a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, change of plans. We're implementing the walk protocol.
That's right, Bob. A walk protocol. That's right. An initiative, really, to get us out of the base and into some fresh air. So yes, no mission. No. Who said mission? What, Bartholomew? Why would you say mission?
But I mean, I thought Bob had mentioned that this will have a substantial impact on the website.
Right. So if someone wants to just be the first one to step out the door, or I could squeeze maybe a little. Oh, sorry, watch the arm. So that's Al. Sorry, Al. Ooh, sorry. Excuse me. Just coming through. Okay, look, I'm outside, everyone.
We're outside together, and this is step one of leaving.
Okay, so we're walking now. I'm just going to start. This is a walk protocol. You just walk like this.
After you, Beatrix.
Oh, no, I insist. After you.
As the captain, I believe I should leave the base last, you know, just protocol.
Leave the base last?
So please, after you.
Okay.
I mean, I could go.
No one asked you, okay?
I could stay, too.
No, come on, Bartholomew.
All right.
Now three of us are outside, and that's over half.
Your narration skills have really been coming along, Al.
I'm just keeping everyone up to speed on what I'm seeing.
Just gonna go back in the base really quick and grab something, and then I think we're good to go.
Everyone, we're gonna warm up. It's really important when you walk. I'm sure you know this, Beatrix. You know, everyone needs to bend.
I'm just gonna run inside and drop off my month's worth of dirty clothes.
But actually, as part of the
walk. No, I'll be right back. You keep going.
Oh. Ow, she went inside.
I saw. And now? Now she's back inside. I'm keeping us up to speed.
But how, it's a walk protocol. Like, the whole idea is to get the potential alien out of the base.
Wait, what? I thought you just wanted to take us on a nice walk.
No,
like
it's
a dog.
The walk protocol. Even the captain understood.
Wait, are we gonna kill Beatrix?
What? No, no!
Are you gonna use that gun to kill Beatrix?
What?
Where is it? Oh, damn it. Oh, jeez, is it? Oh, gosh. God, they're all waiting for me. Where'd it go? Where is it? Oh, thank God. Oh.
Hello.
You don't make footsteps anymore, Beatrix, do you? That's a fun little quirk you developed, hey?
Well, you learn something when you're trying to outrun everything that can eat you in the forest for a really long time.
Sense of humor, love it. So I'm gonna head out. Why don't you join me and we can get this little walking tour on the road, so to speak?
Sure.
Great.
I just wanted you to know that there's no hard feelings. I know when I left the base, you know, we weren't really trusting of each other. But I just wanted to come into private and say it to you that everything's fine.
Great, yes, that's right. Everything's fine.
And I know that everything's fine.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me if you'd like.
Oh yeah, don't worry. I'll be watching.
So this wasn't a walk at all. This was a murder.
No! Crazy! We're gonna take a walk.
I mean, that sounds plausible, but on the other hand, you're now doing that captain voice thing that...
What?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And it's suspicious in a certain sense. I think Al's right. It's suspicious. That's the word for it.
Well, there's a part of the protocol that is definitely just taking a walk.
Right, but as Al pointed out, you are doing like all of the clickings and clackings that indicate loading a gun.
This gun here?
Robert, if you're going to kill me, you'll have to be smarter about that.
What?
Killing you?
What?
Y'all hearing this, girl?
Crazy.
Everyone listen. I know I've been gone a long time. I know that I disappeared without telling you anything. And I know that I seem a little different. But trust me, I'm just acclimatizing to being back around people.
I know what's up. I think I figured it out. Okay, it's not meditation. Beatrix is mad at us because when we went to look for that one time, we immediately gave up and got distracted. Remember, we turned right around and didn't even look for her at all, and then she probably is like mad that she was gone for like a whole month and no one even looked for her.
That's exactly right.
Okay, now I understand. That is totally on us, Beatrix. We are so sorry.
Because none of us found her on that trip and communicated with her. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this all makes sense.
None of us did that.
Mm-mm.
Does this mean I don't need the gun?
No. You should still bring the gun. Because I have a great idea of where we can go on our walk.
Let's go, folks!
Finally, okay. Walking!
Ship's just this way.
I pooped a little.
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Everyone, I could use a little help with the gear and the humidifier and all the guns and... Okay. Everyone!
Robert, I know that you're doing a lot, so I don't want to be a bother, but could you hold me a bit straighter? The view is so wonky.
It's a little odd holding it out in front of me. I don't really have a lot of leverage. I could really use that arm, you know, to maybe, like, hold the backpack or...
Robert, it is a really bad look on you that you're, like, complaining so much. Really, I think, like, dragging everyone down. Can you try and keep the attitude light, and then maybe the things will feel lighter as well?
You know what? You're right. I should act like a leader.
Leading from the back.
Thanks, Al.
I'm helping.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm gonna survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.